Welcome Bloomers again here on the Bloom Talks, a tech podcast. So today I'm going to talk about two free exercises for how to be a focused guy in life. So Bloomers, let's start this amazing podcast. Sit calm and feel free while listening to me. First of all, I welcome you to be present here for listening to this amazing article. As you read on the title, two free exercises for how to be a focused guy in life. Many of us, including you, are struggling from not having focus in life. This article, a podcast, will help you to how to focus. How to get a laser-sharp focus in life, which can burn your negatives, low outputs, poor performance in your profession, not able to memorize what you learned a minute ago. Please listen to this article, your podcast, carefully. And I'm definitely sure it will make you where you want to reach. Are you struggling from not being able to think clearly? You can't memorize what you study and learn? Can't maintain your attention while doing something important? Then let's go with our cargo with a full boost to reach our planet, Mars. See, the focus is not something like which can be achieved today, tomorrow. But it's a process that takes dedication, time, and continuity to get a laser sharp focus in life. Before discussing the mango, first of all, let's discuss the problem that causes poor performance in your school, college, office, poor in making serious decisions, not being able to sit at one place for a long time, not able to recall the things said a minute ago by a senior or teacher. You are not able to think deeply, which is a mandatory that you can't complete your work at one go. You make errors while doing something easy doable things. Let's talk about why this all negative happening to you. Then you just need a focus. Focus is what you need in life to live life happily and gracefully. Focus helps you to achieve things very easily. Suppose you have planned a day in which you have structured your time in a paper like I have to do this from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. and so on. You have bound yourself from 13 lines. It's time limited conditions. You have to put your all energy and say to your brain, I have to do this very efficiently in the given passage of the time. You have to say this sentence almost 3 times before jumping on the work. It is a damn sure statement that you are about to lose your focus just after 25 minutes or before. See, when you are in that stage, then you just say to your brain, your previously told statement to your brain that was, I have to do this efficiently within the given passage of time. Then just after that, start doing whatever you were. It is mandatory for all my listeners to implement this idea before starting their work. And you also. Here are some important points that will help you to increase your focus about 50 times more than the previous one. I want to see clearly to you if you are literally dedicated and passionate to get a positive outcome of your negative, then just listen and implement these tips by heart. First of all, you have to meditate. It's called meditation. If you are thinking that no, I can't do meditation, then you are living in a big blunder. There is a simple principle on this earth. The what you give is the what you receive. Do chanting of Om 108 times a day. When there is nobody in your room, sit at a calm place and just chant of Om just along with your breath. Let me explain it clearly. Take a deep breath means filling your lung with oxygen, then release it with a loud chant of Om, like this. You have to do it slowly, guys. And then let me repeat it again. Om. You have to do this like 108 times a day. Then our next exercise is gazing. I think in our life, everyone has tried it once a time but not experienced it. Gazing means looking at a point or a part of an object continuously until you get tired or want to stop. It helps to increase your focus rapidly or within a short span of time. Let's learn how to do gazing professionally. First of all, take a paper, black marker, then on the center of the paper, make a dot by playing with a marker round and round, round. After it, stick it to the wall, making it clearly visible and comfortable to your sitting and body posture. Make sure you have positioned with the paper with the height of your back to your head. With the passage of your time and practice, you will lose your own negative outcomes and the positive outcomes will come out of your body and your brain and will bring success to your life. One day, you will experience zero thoughts, means what you input in your brain gives better output, means you are going to be excellent in your particular field, your domain, or your study also. Note, this is the note for you guys. While doing this for a month or a year, please make sure not to watch horror movies and don't listen to any ghost stories or podcasts. If you love podcasts, then explore more topics on your favorite platforms like Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Gaana, and etc. Don't forget to give a rating of this podcast. So it's end here, but you do not have to end here. You have to end here with liking it and also sharing it with your friends and colleagues so that they can also get a benefit from it. So have a good day, be positive and think positive. Thanks for visiting the bloomtalks.com.